Now it's East Sac County's time in the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and about to hear from Raiders coach Eric McCullough as East Sac comes up short at Carroll Kemper last night. 34-7, Eric, was the final score, but it was a lot closer than that for the majority of the game.
It really was. You know, until the fourth quarter, at the end of the third quarter, it was 13-7. And we had some other opportunities to be able to move the ball, but the weather, a little bit of the wind stuff, just kind of field position type stuff allowed Kemper, and they got some big plays in the fourth quarter that allowed them to take advantage of some situations, put us behind the ball there.
Well, you guys had the ball to start the first series of the game. I see you put a 12-play drive together, but were forced to punt eventually. Dylan Baumhover recovers a fumble in the end zone on the ensuing drive to give you a lift, but then an unfortunate special teams play set them up with a short field, and they were able to take advantage, I see.
Yeah, they kind of loaded up the box a little bit. Like I said, you know, we're punting into the wind there, which, you know, even when we were punting and got one off, I think it went maybe 10 yards, just kind of gets in that air and hangs there. But this time they kind of rushed us, blocked it. I believe they recovered on the 23-yard line, which set up a short field for them.
6-0 was the score at halftime, and then middle of the third quarter, they score again to go up 13-0. You ran the ball for much of the night, Eric, but an electrifying pass play cut that deficit in half.
Yeah, we ran a play-action pass between Sam Scott, Nathan Kreft, and Sam hit Nathan on about a 10-yard out, and Nathan made one kid miss down the sideline. It was a pretty incredible, pretty athletic play that he made, but got him 80 yards down to score, and you know, everybody was doing their job. Connor Rhodes was blocking downfield, and Sam hit him just right, and Nathan made a heck of a play. It was fun to watch.
But then down the stretch, Kemper put a few scoring drives together. Did their offense just click? Were they doing anything differently or better, or what turned the tide for them?
You know, their run game, we were just trying to keep that under control, and the quarterback, he's good. Good athlete. And when we kind of saw it on film that he liked to roll out to his right and get out in the open space there, and we tried to contain that a little bit and left our D-backs a little bit more one-on-one type coverage. Then the Gunnarsson kid, that quarterback, just he threw an incredible ball last night given the wind and the circumstances with the weather. He put the ball in some tough spots, and they made some great plays on us.
Pretty good night again for Trevor Ashlinger running the football.
Yeah, he did. Trevor ran hard, and our guys up front continued to do their job. Compared to the night before against Clarinda, I mean, Kemper's just definitely a lot more athletic, and our boys didn't back down, and then they did the things that we asked them to do all week. And Trevor Ashlinger had 21 carries for 111 yards. You know, Sam Scott had 7 carries for 15 yards, and Nathan Kreft had 4 carries for 8, and Dylan Baumhover 3 for 7.
Can you point to some guys defensively in what they did?
Yeah, Grant Gansmer had another incredible game at linebacker. He had 5 solos, 16 assists. Connor Roth had 6 solos and 10 assists. Sebastian Peck had 14 assists. Sam Scott had 1 solo, 10 assists. Dylan Baumhover had 3 solos, 4 assists. Reed Vondrak had 12 assists. And Garrett Bruce had 12 assists. And Hunter Daisy had 2 solos, 8 assists. He had a big quarterback sack for that tackle for a loss. And Cameron Slagle had 4 solos, and Cameron Slagle had 4 assists, and Alex Curtis had 6 assists, and a couple other guys with a few tackles. So defensively, we played well. We just gave us some big plays late in the game.
And so that will lead you into a Week 9 game, and South Central Calhoun, it'll be a challenge facing those guys, but a close-by rival you'll be going up against, and the guys will definitely be up for it in the home finale.
You know, it's one of those games you, early in the season, you're looking at kind of what this game was going to look like kind of down the stretch here, and it is rivalry, and we play them in JV, JVR, just a good good combination for when we play in Red Oak and Shenandoahs and your Underwoods, teams that are two and a half hours away makes it kind of tough. But playing guys like or the teams like South Central kind of makes it a little bit more, like you said, a rivalry type game, and means a little bit more. And I think the kids will be excited to take this challenge on this week.
East Sac falls again at Carroll Kemper last night, 34-7. Some commentary from Raiders coach Eric McCullough. Thanks, Eric, for joining us, and good luck next week. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.